Effective immediately, I've ordered the closing of all schools in the state of South Carolina, starting Monday, March 16th. Schools will remain closed until the end of the month, that is March 31st. This includes pre-K through 12, all universities, colleges, and technical colleges. Additionally, I ask and urge that public gatherings, both indoors and outdoors, be limited to 100 people or less. This does not include state or local government meetings or businesses or employers. Also, all local and municipal elections shall be postponed and rescheduled after May the 1st. Candidates, however, filing for state, local, and federal offices shall continue as currently scheduled. County elections offices shall continue to operate as normal. Yesterday, I requested that all utilities in South Carolina not suspend or disconnect any essential services for non-payment for the duration of the current state of emergency. I repeat that request today. I have granted state agency leaders the maximum flexibility to protect their older or at-risk employees by allowing them to work from home. Additionally, all non-essential work-related travel by state employees is now prohibited. And the Board of Medical Examiners and the Board of Nursing have procedures in place to issue temporary licenses for out-of-state physicians, physician's assistants, nurses, and respiratory care practitioners within 24 hours. And additionally, there is no fee for these licenses, which will last for 90 days, temporary licenses. I want to emphasize that there is no shortage of testing capabilities in the labs in South Carolina. The DHEC lab and the private labs currently have more than adequate supplies, more than adequate, to conduct all the tests we need. And the DHEC lab will be resupplied with more tests this week. In addition, the Federal Drug Administration has today approved the Medical University of South Carolina for COVID-19 testing. MUSC has said that they will likely start processing these tests in their lab by the end of this week. And as you already know, the MUSC.care is where you can go online to receive screening from anywhere in this state for free at this time. That was announced last week. We've heard a lot about masks and their scarcity. As the Surgeon General Jerome Adams has said, there is no need, I repeat, there's no need for the public to buy masks or wear masks. Our healthcare professionals are the ones who critically need to have these masks because they're the ones that are providing care and it will keep them safe. DHEC has requested that the federal government release South Carolina's allocation of medical supplies from the strategic national stockpile. Items such as respirators, masks, face shields, gloves, and gowns. But that allocation will not be everything our healthcare professionals may need for the duration of this coronavirus situation. The private manufacturers have cranked up production, as you have heard, but it'll take them a bit of time to get them out into the flow in the market. That is why it is important for the public who do not need these masks not to go out and buy them. All the decisions that we have made thus far have been to do one thing, and that's to save the lives of the people of South Carolina.